Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel.
Thanks for tuning in, Emma. What do we have for you today?
We've got an interesting update on a new development in the aerospace manufacturing space.
Oh, really? What's the story here?
It involves a collaboration between machine tool manufacturer Bavius and toolmaker MAPAL.
I see. What exactly did they achieve?
They achieved impressive material removal rates of over 20 litres per minute, using new high-volume milling cutters.
Wow, that is so cool. What application is this for?
This is specifically for the aerospace industry, which is seeing a resurgence after the pandemic.
Right, let me get this straight. Bavius is a machine manufacturer, right?
Exactly. They emerged from the Handmann Group and have been operating independently since 2017.
And they focus on CNC machining for large aluminium workpieces.
Yes, their machines are designed for high-speed machining of large aerospace parts.
I see. So what's special about their new HBZ AeroCell 160?
It's part of their high-end series, with mechanical changes that increase machine dynamics.
And these machines are used for what exactly?
Primarily for producing large structural parts for aircraft.
Right, so there's a trend towards horizontal machining in the industry.
Yes, because of advantages like easier chip removal with horizontal spindle movement.
That makes sense. What about the performance of these new machines?
They have optimized automation with electric power instead of hydraulic arms.
How much time does this save in pallet changes?
Complete pallet changes take 2 to 3 minutes, less than a minute if already connected.
Wow, that's pretty fast. What about tool changes?
The chip-to-chip time is now just 12 seconds.
That's impressive. What's the significance of the MAPAL collaboration?
MAPAL provides the high-volume milling cutters that achieve these extreme material removal rates.
And how exactly do these tools work?
The cored geometry of the OptiMillilu wave ensures optimal chip formation and removal.
What about the results from the tests?
They achieved 18.4 dm 3/min material removal rate, with very good surface finishes.
That's quite a big claim, right?
Not really, because they've tested it extensively, and customers can see the evidence.
What about the tooling options?
MAPAL offers both indexable inserts and solid carbide tools, depending on customer needs.
So what does this mean for the industry?
It means Bavius and MAPAL are providing a combination that takes machining to new levels.
And this is happening just as the aerospace industry is recovering post-pandemic.
Exactly. Passenger numbers are up and new planes are needed, keeping manufacturers busy.
What about the European market specifically?
There's significant investment in Germany, France, Spain, and other countries.
So demand for dynamic machines with high spindle power is rising.
Yes, especially in the aerospace sector, where precision and efficiency are critical.
What about the relationship between Bavius and MAPAL?
They've had a long-standing good relationship, with MAPAL supplying both roughing and finishing tools.
And what's the feedback from the tests?
The tests were extremely positive, with high stability, smooth running and low cutting forces.
What about the surface finish achieved?
They achieved surface finishes of Ra 0.8 micro-m and RZ 4 micro-m during rough and fine machining.
That's remarkable. Any other details worth noting?
The indexable inserts have a polished chip guiding stage to reduce friction and heat.
And the weight reduction?
Weight was reduced to minimize centrifugal forces at high spindle speeds.
So for larger diameters, indexable inserts are more economical.
Yes, but some customers prefer solid carbide to avoid an extra machining step.
I see, so it's about balancing cost and efficiency.
Exactly. MAPAL provides flexibility with different radii options for their tools.
This is fascinating. What's next for this collaboration?
They'll continue pushing the boundaries of what's possible in aerospace machining.
and this will help meet the growing demand for aircraft production.
Absolutely, it's a game changer for structural part manufacturing.
Thanks, Emma, for that update. That was quite the technical deep dive.
You're welcome, Daniel. It just goes to show how innovation is driving the industry forward.
Indeed, and we'll keep you posted on any further developments.
Until next time, this is the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Stay informed and keep an eye on the skies.